Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation.
Hello, and welcome to your BLT Bite. I am your host, Evan Starnes. And today, I'd like to take a quick look at the TalkBack accessibility shortcut on Android. Yes, we're finally taking a look at Android here. And I figured, you know, since we started with iOS showing you how to turn on the accessibility shortcut and get that set up, why not do the same for Android here? So let's get right into it. So unfortunately, I do not have a USB-C to headphone jack adapter. So we're just going to have to work with the phone's speaker here. But I'm using a Google Pixel 5, running the latest version of Android and the latest version of TalkBack. First, I'd like to show you actually how to get TalkBack set up when you're first setting up a brand new Android device. So what you're going to want to do when you very first power on your Android device is press and hold the volume up and down buttons at the same time until you feel a little vibration and hear a sound kind of like this. And you're probably going to have to do that a second time because I think the first time it will bring up a menu of accessibility features. And then when you do the volume shortcut again, you'll get TalkBack. And then when TalkBack turns on, it will immediately bring you into the TalkBack tutorial, which will show you how to get started with TalkBack and some of the common commands that you use with it. However, it is possible to skip that tutorial and continue through the rest of the Android setup. And now, let's take a look at setting up this feature on a device that's already been set up. So what you're going to want to do is go to the accessibility settings. Now, I've already gone ahead and done that, but the easiest way to navigate to accessibility settings is using the Google Assistant and simply just asking her to open accessibility settings, and she'll do that for you. Otherwise, you can go to your phone's settings, and then at the very, very bottom, you'll find accessibility. Since we're there, let's go ahead and navigate to TalkBack, as the shortcut is actually in TalkBack's menu here. So,
downloaded apps, BrailleBack,
link so it's to showing off. It's showing accessibility apps that I've got configured.
Lookout, link to window, screen reader, TalkBack on, speak items on screen.
And here's TalkBack.
Use TalkBack options.
And now this is where we are going to find that shortcut.
TalkBack shortcut, hold volume keys.
And I'm going to go ahead and double tap.
TalkBack shortcut. Not checked. Tap accessibility button.
Aha. Now here's another thing that I actually did not cover here. There is a feature in Android called the accessibility button. And this is a button that you can add to the bottom of your screen, and it's always there. And when you tap it, it will bring up a configurable accessibility menu. It is pretty useful, but the volume key shortcut is a little bit more straightforward, especially if you are totally blind. So the second option here,
checked, hold volume keys, press and hold both volume keys,
which is checked, is hold volume keys. And then the next options are just simply
cancel, save.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit save.
TalkBack. TalkBack shortcut. Hold volume keys.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and just demonstrate the shortcut. So if I press and hold the volume up and down buttons, I'll hear a chime, feel a vibration, and TalkBack will be turned off.
TalkBack off.
And then, of course, doing the same thing again.
TalkBack on.
Turns TalkBack back on. Now, there is one last thing here that I'd like to mention. This is being done on a Google Pixel. However, this feature does work kind of differently depending on the brand of device that you've got. If you have a Samsung, for instance, the amount of time that you're going to need to hold those volume keys down is a little bit longer. I think it's up to like 2 seconds instead of one or something like that. So the feature does exist on other brands. It's not specific to the Google Pixel, but there are a couple of little discrepancies there. But that is the TalkBack accessibility shortcut on Android. And that's going to be a wrap for this week's BLT Byte. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Evan Starnes, and I'll see you next time.